gentlemen, please.
Mary had a little man,
the fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I'm a U.S. Navy veteran.
Mother of seven, a grandmother of 13, a lifelong Republican.
I am a gay 26-year-old woman.
I'm an evangelical Christian with a lifetime NRA membership.
And a tired homeschool mom.
A Republican for 42 years.
I served 26 years in the Navy SEAL teams. And I am proud to vote for Joe Biden.
I'm voting for Biden.
I'm voting for Biden.
I am voting for Joe Biden.
We're two old white people who live in the South.
And we are going to be voting for Joe Biden.
I'm a disheveled Texas mom.
We deserve a commander-in-chief that will protect our troops.
I'll make time to get to the polls and vote for Joe Biden.
We can't vote yet, but if we could, we'd vote for Biden.
My life matters. I want to see a president who believes that.
Bring back basic human decency.
I'm voting for Joe Biden.
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 You think Joe?
I'm voting for Joe Biden. Oh, man. So the president is in Kenosha meeting with law enforcement and defending Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah. Saying there's some conspiracy going on airplanes with black clothed, rigged, geared up guys traveling, you know, from place to place, causing murder and mayhem on the left. Holy crap. There's so much that went on yesterday. He did a presser. He was asked a whole bunch of questions. He lied. He dissembled. He made stuff up. And then he went on Laura Ingraham's show and lied and dissembled and made stuff up and actually said things like Rand Paul was beaten up really badly and there are guys sitting on planes and that the police, sometimes they choke like when you're golfing and you miss a 3-foot putt. I mean, this was craziness. This was so unhinged, even for him. And that's saying something, man. That is saying something. So where the heck to start? All right, let's start with this press conference that he had yesterday, because I'm going to play you what he said, then I'm going to show you actual video of what happened, and I'm going to keep doing it. To show you how this man, you know, and we'll get calls from people that he doesn't lie. Are you freaking out of your mind? He doesn't lie. He lies and lies and lies.
Question on coronavirus, but first, you were just criticizing Joe Biden, saying he didn't mention the far left or Antifa during his speech today. You said you wanted to talk about left-wing political violence.
Yeah.
But I noticed you did not mention that your supporters were also in Portland this weekend, firing paintball guns at people, some form of pepper spray. So do you want to also take this chance to condemn what your supporters did?
Well, I understand they had large numbers of people that were supporters, but that was a peaceful protest.
Huh.
And paint is not, and paint is a defensive mechanism. Paint is not bullets. Your supporters, and they are your supporters indeed.
Oh my God.
Shot a young gentleman who, and killed him, not with paint, but with a bullet. And I think it's disgraceful.
Does he sound more, I mean, especially if you're listening on the radio, doesn't he sound more and more like Christopher Walken in True Romance? And your son, the idiot, had his license in his hand. I mean, he sounds like a person playing a mobster on television. All right, I'm sorry to have to subject you to him.
These people, they protested peacefully.
Peacefully.
They went in very peacefully. And I'll tell you what they're protesting. They're protesting when they turn on television or read whatever they may be reading, and they see a city like Chicago, where 78 people were shot and 13 died, or a city like New York, where the crime rate has gone through the roof, or a city like Portland, where the entire city is ablaze all the time, and a mayor says, we don't want any help from the federal government. When these people turn that on and they see that, they say, this is not our country. This is not our country. That was a peaceful protest, totally.
Of vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse.
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been, he probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Do you think private citizens should be taking guns?
I'd like to see law enforcement take care of everything. I think everything should be taken care of law enforcement. But again, we have to give our cops back, our police back, their dignity, the respect. They're very talented people. They're strong. They're tough. They can do the job. But we've taken it away. We don't want to have... When somebody makes a mistake, he chokes. Or in some cases, you have bad cops. So we have to take care of that. In other cases, they choke.
They choke. You got that, boys in blue? He says you choke. All right. Kyle Rittenhouse fell running away from people who were chasing him after he killed somebody. And he's defending this. A 17-year-old boy gets in his car with an AR-15, drives over state lines, thinking something good is going to happen, right? Right? Who does that? Who does that? What 17-year-old kid straps on a long gun and travels to another state thinking this is going to turn out well? I mean, this is ridiculous, okay? Then he says the police choked. Then he tells you that, oh, he fell. He fell because they were running after him because he had already shot somebody in the stomach. And here's what he's showing you. His supporters, they came in peacefully. They didn't come with an intent to agitate. They didn't come with an intent to exacerbate or to provoke. No, they came peacefully, right? And because they used non-lethal agitation tools, non-lethal provocation, he doesn't see anything wrong with this. There they are, peaceful. That's very peaceful. Mace. That's what he's defending. That's what the President of the United States is defending. And he's defending a murderer who's been charged, okay? Who's been charged with killing two people, wounding another, and carrying a weapon he was not permitted to have because he was 17 years old. And his attorney, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney, is going to argue that Kyle believed he was part of a well-regulated militia. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy, okay? Then he says Rand Paul also took a beating. They had, the Republican National Convention, and there were protesters. In Lafayette Square, three blocks away from the White House, three blocks away, not even permitted anywhere near the White House, okay? So the protesters had signs and drums, and they were speaking loudly. They had, but they they didn't do any violence at all. The President of the United States says not only was Kyle Rittenhouse in danger for his life after Kyle Rittenhouse had shot somebody, and he probably would have been killed, but also Rand Paul took a really bad beating. Well, we're going to show you Rand Paul's really bad beating. Then we're going to show you Rand Paul talking about his really bad beating and his wife talking about how terrified she was of the protesters.